6 p.m. Meeting is being recorded, and I'll call the meeting to order. Do we have any additions or deletions?
I have a couple of additions. Riverside Rescue had gotten a hold of us last year and asked for $1,000 because they take in curvy animals, and we didn't give it to them because we were in the midst of changing to Cindy Katie, right?
Yeah. Changing to what?
Cindy Katie.
Oh, right. Yes.
So they sent us another one this year and said, we understand that you have contracted with Cindy Katie as your animal control officer. However, when pets complete their hold, they are most often brought to Riverside Rescue by her for placement. So they want $1,000 from us. I don't know that there's any way we can say no, because it sounds like Cindy can still bring them there. And I know that, like, when Marcy's house sold, there were at least five stray cats left behind that were delivered to Riverside Rescue. So
they're really good.
Yeah.
They're very good people.
It just seems like $1,000 is a lot, because in a normal year, there's like probably zero. But what do you do? I mean, it's kind of the same as asking for an appropriation. Just this would be select board approved, not resident approved.
$500 now, $500 later if they run out of the first $500. I don't want to finance their budget for a grand and never have, you know, not enough animals go there to pay for it. But
there are an awful lot of animals that they take care of.
I understand that.
I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to defend her, but there are a lot of animals that go there.
Right. And if our paid person takes them there, then I guess my only thing would be, could they bill us as...
We don't pay Cindy nothing, right?
We do.
What do we pay her?
The hour.
We paid her, what was it, like $150 or something for the whole year?
Doesn't she charge us by the hour?
I think it was more like mileage and holding animals at her house. I don't know that it was like an hourly.
Yeah. I knew she had a fee.
Yeah.
So she takes the animals she grabs them and takes them down there?
Yeah, normally if it's like someone's dog that got loose, she would keep them right at her house for a while.
Gotcha.
And if they weren't claimed, then they would go.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure she would have kept five free-ridden cats
right
at her house for any length of time.
She's got a good setup.
Really?
And she helped me out, and I paid her without charging the town. I said, don't charge the town, just pay her. But it's a great place.
Yeah. I mean, I guess unless we want to deal with stray animals ourselves, there's going to be a cost to it.
Well, there's a cost to everything.
Oh, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather have
somebody,
a place to be able to go, than not, or then take them and then they refuse them.
Right.
And
she
then
checks.
And then something will happen. And then somebody, then we're all gonna get a phone call middle of the afternoon. They didn't take this dog. Who's gonna take it?
Right.
So I'm gonna make a motion that we send Riverside $1,000.
I'm going to second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Go move.
My only other addition was, because I forgot to put it on the agenda, is we need to schedule the budget meeting.
Next Tuesday?
I will have auditors here next Tuesday. Next Tuesday the 12th, right? Auditors will be here on Tuesday.
Thursday?
Can we do it this week to get it out of the way or not?
I really, Oh, I'm just, I know Wednesday night we got bad weather and tonight we do, so that's gonna hold me out for tomorrow morning and.
Or could we do later in the day on Tuesday?
It can be. It's just in the mornings. I got stuff I have to get done in the mornings.
Auditors are usually here from like 9 to 1. So if we could do like Tuesday afternoon, we could potentially do that.
Yeah, it'll take us long, a couple, 3 hours.
No, I'm all right with the afternoons. Mornings don't work. Weather-wise, if it's fine weather, I'm fine with it, but.
Tuesday at 2? 1:30?
What's your time, like, after noon time, or?
Yeah, like, I have commercial stuff I have to get done in the morning first thing.
Right.
Next week?
Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, that's fine. What? Make it any time, next week in the afternoon. I'll make it work in the afternoon.
Is Tuesday
the 13th? 12th would be a week from today, so 13th, Tuesday the 13th.
Do you have a calendar?
I think I might have set the 12th.
Tuesday at 13th.
Oops, at what time?
1 o'clock.
One,
if you guys are all right with that.
1's fine with me.
So next Tuesday at 1?
Yeah.
Which is what date?
The 13th.
All right. 1 o'clock. Budget meeting, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That doesn't crunch your time frame for. Okay.
I should be all set. That's all I have for additions.
Okay, Myla, you're up.
I have another errors and omissions to have you sign. David Eikenberry has two properties that are contiguous, and for his current use application, he combined them, or they combined them, and I have them as two separate parcels. So one of them I'm inactivating, and I'm joining that acreage to their other one. So it's just going to change our grand list a little bit, and I need your signatures on there. So I have them listed here as two separate ones. This one here will be the inactive parcel. So this one is 156.3 acres, and it's joined to this parcel, which was originally 247 acres, and with it combined, it's 403 acres. But the inactive one will be taken 195,900 out of our grand list, and the active one will be adding 93,800. And so I broke that down for you. The more acres you own, the less per acre it is. So it just happened to fall that way.
So we lose money.
Yeah. Yep. So the 156 acres, I broke it down, it was 1,200 per acre. The original one of 247 was 1,000 an acre. And with the 400 acres with them combined, it's 967 an acre. The current use, I spent time on the phone with the current use, and that's what they wanted me to do. So on the back, if I could get your signatures.
Where do we sign anyway?
With the select board, yep. And then Merle and I will sign on the other side where it says listers. Merle and I will sign that. And then there was one other thing I wanted to discuss with you all. I had talked to you once before about the updating the parcel maps, and I didn't do anything at that point because I was waiting to see if we were going to get the FEMA funding. I talked with Keith Worcester quite a bit, and he wasn't sure if we were going to get it or if we weren't. So I was waiting to see if that whole thing played out. But I did meet with the mapping company a couple weeks ago, and he's supposed to get me some numbers for your budget meeting. I told him, you know, I would appreciate that so that we can put it into the budget. And what he was saying is if we, you know, he gave me kind of an estimate. He said if we can put it into our budget, he's estimating it to go forward a continual $700 a year for updates. He will do what we need to do. I'm not sure what that number is. He hasn't given that to me yet. I'll email him tomorrow to let him know that your budget meeting's next week. And then he said going forward, if we, to maintain it, it would be about an additional $700 a year. That way, all the maps that come in, instead of waiting for 5 years and having it done, he'll do it continually every year. Because I don't want to be a lister forever. It's taken me a while to get all those maps together, and whoever takes over after me, I don't want them to have to go through that. So if we can budget it as a yearly thing and have them maintain it.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But for the initial work that he has to do, I can get that number to you before next Tuesday.
Okay.
But I just wanted to kind of have you think ahead about the coming up years for the listers, if we could put an additional amount in there for this continual updating of the maps.
Mm-hmm.
What has been done in the past?
So what we did, there was a gentleman that was a retired professor at Linden State College, and he had done it for the past 10 years. The prior listers to me, they had worked with him twice. The second year that they were to work with him, they only used to update him every 5 years. It's kind of a long story, but the state came out with a grant because they wanted to have everything online. They wanted to have the maps online. And so they put a grant out so that the towns, little towns like us, could put our maps online. They have those different apps, Parcel Viewer and different apps like that. At the time, the prior listers kind of didn't want to do it anymore, and they left it to me to work with him. And he kept telling me, he says, next time you need these updated, I'm not going to be able to do it for you. I'll do it this time to help you take advantage of this grant and get them online, because the state really wants you to get them online, but I'm not going to be able to do it after this. And what I've seen prior to that, it's always been every 5 years. They just have had somebody update their maps for them. But this person, he will take the surveys that we've had handed to us in the past 5 years. He'll update them, and he'll send them to the state for online. They'll be available online as well. They link it to the grant list. It's kind of handy, the online ones. But I do know the maps in the office need a little bit of work. I'm a little disappointed because when the maps were being done before, we were so close to finishing it, and then COVID hit, mm-hmm. and we couldn't meet anymore. So we were trying to do it over the phone, and what he gave me as a final product wasn't what it was supposed to be, so there's a few errors in that product that I need them to correct as well.
So is the state requiring us to go to annual updates, or is that just
no? I just think it's easier. I think it's easier because
I'm just asking.
Yeah, the next person after me, I don't know. I'm sure they're going to be smarter than me. It just took me a long time to figure this whole thing out. but I struggled with it, and I don't want to leave that kind of a situation for the next person to have to figure it out. It's just easier, I think.
So you figured, is there any ideas whether it's a couple grand this year and then the 700 every year after, or there's no sense?
I'm assuming it's probably going to be a
4,500.
He's going to let me know, and
that's fine. I just
I know. In 2024 and 2025, I tried to not really put in my full time because I know the town was just in a predicament. Mm-hmm. And if I have to do that again to get us over this hump, I will. I just know going forward, it's going to be much easier for the next person.
Right.
Okay. Sounds good. Is what it is.
Yeah. And I've seen it, you know, in other towns they do it that way and it works out. You know, it's just
annual.
Yeah.
Makes
they
a hell
get a,
lot
they get
easier,
a survey. I mean, we only get a few surveys a year. You just scan them. They fix them and charge, you know, whatever it is to do one parcel. And, instead of, you know, and our people, they have to wait 5 years to have them show up online. I've had a few of them contact me and say, well, how come, you know, it's not showing up online? And, so it would appease them as well.
Well, I also have no appeal pending certificate. Is that something else?
Yeah, so I just really looked at that, and it says February.
Okay,
I'm a month early, so I can't have them sign that quite yet. I'll have them sign that next month.
I don't even know what it was. I just knew it had it written down.
Yeah, it just means that there's no open appeals, there's no grievances or state grievances or anything like that. So this.
I made a mistake. You signed it over there.
Okay.
Is that okay? Just cross it out.
So this, Aaron, we will leave with you, the town clerk, so you can sign that and put that in with the grant list. And I don't think you need it served. You know, Verizon. Okay. And you said you had to go, right?
Yeah, I don't have to go right away, but okay.
So. All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
You too, tomorrow. I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes of December 8th select board meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Road report. That's you, John.
Yep. Where do you want to start?
Where do you want to start?
Keeping things together. For the trip. I'm on my second set of chains going out. Worked on the damn thing all day today. Airlines, electrical.
Mm-hmm. Any word on the new truck? Have we heard anything on the new truck?
Yes. We got the ball rolling today. They sent their best man down to find out what the problem is with it. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Okay, the truck's all done. And I was last Wednesday, I called him, and he said it's got an air leak on top of the transmission. They can't find it. Oh. And they wanted me to call Charlie Boys, and I said, they're going to tell me it didn't have an air leak when it showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So he called him, and then I called him to see what was going on the next day, or Friday. And nobody had been there. As of Friday. So I called them again this morning, and they sent somebody that more authority, I guess, to look at it today, see what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
But go get it as soon as the air leak's fixed. Don't know where it is. Don't know what it is on top of the transmission.
Mm.
So it's locked in jail right now. Until
gotcha.
And if they find that Fairfield drilled a hole in something,
right.
Nobody wants to take the fall either.
Right. As always.
As always. It's really close. Mm-hmm. This one here is really close to be in the doctor's office. It's AGR is headed out. I put four to four and a half gallons of antifreeze through it. So
have you?
It's eating it.
Yeah.
So I'm really, that's why I've been pressing them. Let's go.
Right.
Just don't have the, they don't have the help.
Sure. Nobody does.
And I talked to ATG today about doing it, and they said it's probably about $5,000.
For the new, yeah, strict EGR on that?
We don't have any choice.
Yeah. 2 days.
Nobody local to do shit. Nobody local to do shit anymore, and the biggest problem you're going to have is someone's going to get into it, and then you're going to find out that there ain't any freaking parts either, so, you know. Might as well go there.
I made it clear to him that you're going to get all the parts in that you need for this. Change it, no matter what. And, but he says he's pretty sure that when it throws the alarms off in there and says it's too low on antifreeze, I smell it.
Correct.
That's telltale. It's an EGR.
So that's a 2 day project?
2 day project. Yep. And then I asked him that.
That's without any surprises.
If we can hold on one or two more days, we should be able to go get the other one.
Because it will shut you down.
So that's where we're at. I spent the day changing air lines. Because we haven't had a warm spell where I can wash the dirt.
Right, I know.
So what are they doing? They're coming down and wearing.
Hanging on them. And,
and you don't make those. You can't just get those the right length. You're going to make them all. Yep. Good day. Be back at it tomorrow.
So are you feeling a little stressed out?
Me?
Yeah.
That ain't going to work. It was a well driller.
Yep.
Nope. We're good.
Okay.
Things are coming along, hopefully.
Yep.
You know, the new truck shows up. You got things I got to do. It's a place to hang some chains. And
right.
Stuff like that. I got the stuff built already, so.
Okay.
I'm working at it.
Nope. Yep.
No stress.
I was thinking the other day. I said, well,
popple tree down there put a little stress on me. That
popple
tree.
Yeah.
Almost got me.
Did it?
Yeah. I see the limbs crashing in front of me, and I said, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Barely missed me.
Yeah.
That is one twisted up son of a bitch, isn't it?
Oh, bastard.
Man.
Well, I pointed it out to you a while back, and it was. Mm-hmm. Now I'm looking at those and saying they're coming down before this happens.
Mm-hmm.
So much ice. Yeah, it got so much pressure on it.
Yeah.
But, no, things are good.
Yeah, that ice ain't much fun.
No, it ain't.
Well, it takes a lot more time to take care of that ice than anything else.
Yeah.
Round and round.
Yeah.
And they warmed up enough to
do it.
We go to call them for rain, and you know,
I don't think
these roads are so
rain.
Goddamn hard right now.
Friday, Saturday, 40 rain, staying.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see 50.
No mud.
That just makes it hard. You know, these roads are hard.
I'm telling you, Severance Hill Road, it's like if they can't put salt on it, they won't put sand on it. It is ice a lot. You don't drive in the two-track, it gets squirrely.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, Route 2 is the same way to Lancaster.
I think they're all
is it?
I have been all
yeah,
the way.
Only in the corners.
Well, I usually use around 28 tons of salt for the season. And I'm already out.
What's it looking like? Have they got any?
They
got any?
I called last week, and I won't get a load until the end of this week, is what I was told. And I got just enough to probably get me through this week.
Is that Barrett?
Yeah. But.
Difference. That's for sure. We're getting different. I guess you got to think ahead this summer, I guess, and in the fall.
Yeah.
It's crazy ass shit.
I wouldn't have been so bad if it hadn't stayed so freaking cold.
Yeah.
just put the salt right to it. Don't the salt go through and freeze right over.
Yeah.
More sand.
Testing. Test us all.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sounds good.
Thank you, John.
Yep. Planning board appointments.
So the planning board has been consistently struggling to keep enough members to have a quorum to hold meetings. Dave Eikenberry has resigned, and Ian Balcom has resigned. Victor and Tracy Sherbrooke offered to join if the select board is willing to appoint them. And I did check with Vermont League of Cities and Towns to make sure that it was okay for a husband and wife to serve on the same board. And they said as long as our town doesn't have a policy against that, it's fine. And as far as I know, we don't, so.
So two resigned and two come on, and we're still the same place we were before.
Yeah.
Well, they'll technically have seven. It's just getting four to a meeting.
So, did they decide if they want to stay with the seven-man board, or?
Well, the thing is, if you break it up, if you make it as like a five-man planning board, then we also need a zoning board. Like, this, we have seven because it's planning and zoning together, is what I'm seeing. And I asked Vermont League of Cities and Towns a ton of questions and basically said, like, is our only other option to hire a part-time planner, and they said unless we have a population of at least 2,500 people, we can't even do that legally. So we have to man a board. And I said, what do you do if you just don't have anyone interested? And they said that you only the majority of your board has to actually come from your town. Other ones can come from outlying towns. Like, if you can't get the residents interested in their own town, how are you going to get people from other towns interested in serving on?
Why would they even care?
Exactly. So that's where we're at. But I think Victor and Tracy would be very good additions to the planning board.
It makes no sense.
They've both done it before, I think.
It's possible.
Maybe.
I'm not 100% sure.
Seems
like. I make a motion we appoint them to the planning board.
I second it.
All in favor?
If you don't, we'll probably have to cancel tomorrow night's meeting.
All in favor?
All right.
So moved. that makes no sense. Whatsoever.
I know.
Why is the second board forcing, whether you had seven, six, five, whatever, if their titles is planning / whatever board, what's the big deal? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to find her response and I'll send it to you. I say her. It might have been him. I don't remember. But it was a long response, and I sent it back to Hillary DiCarlo because she's the chair of the planning board.
I emailed back and forth with Hilly for a couple of things on that. She said you'd already talked to Vermont League, but she was all for dropping to a three-man board or a five-man board so that at least they could have a quorum whenever they had a meeting.
I don't think we can because then we'll just have to have
a
zoning board.
Why?
From what I'm gathering.
Why?
I honestly don't know the difference between a planning board and a zoning board, but
My theory was that they combined zoning and planning together, and they probably had three-man boards
and couldn't have a six,
so they made it seven. That was my theory. I don't know if that's the case. Nobody seems to know why they have a seven-man board.
So League of Cities and Towns is requiring a town to have a zoning board.
And a planning board.
To
which ours is combined.
And ours is combined. So
but if we dropped just the planning board to five members, we would still have to have
a separate
zoning board.
Right.
Why?
From what I'm understanding.
Yeah, give me that response. I'll call them dumb sons of bitches.
You got five people that do two things. What the hell?
They just want more government and everything.
Fuck.
You get five people willing to do that much.
Pretty sad to hire other people from some other towns.
And what will come down to is someday the state will just take it all over. Probably.
Stupid.
You kidding me?
You got to know the other towns. They don't care.
They can't get people in their own town. So how they? Why are they going to come to Kirby?
That's never
going to
happen. Never going to happen.
Budget, order, bills.
How old you got to be to be on the thing?
Planning board?
Any of them. Planning or zoning?
I would assume 18.
18?
Yeah. I would assume.
Well, there you go, Steve. You're over 18, ain't you?
Quite a bit, but I got to drive.
So this one, when the auditors found, was just like a little bit off, 40 cents off. The check was actually for 58.29 instead of 69, so I need you guys to reinitial this one. And then these are the new ones for this one.
Just initials here?
Yep. Just somewhere. Just initials to show that you saw that the auditors made
somewhere.
Did you say you're doing that truck, John? Who's doing the truck? Heinsberg? No.
Fairfield.
Their only shop now is in New Hampshire, so.
Yep. Down there. Where is it? Maine?
New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire. Yeah, but you sent the payment to Ohio or something.
Georgia.
This is.
Must be their business
office. I thought the main
brand
was in Bangalore.
Somebody else must.
Could be payment involved.
It could be. Well, he could have sold out to somebody else.
Hold out.
That only ends every day. That's the only place they can find to send them money and write it out. That bus definitely back to Canada.
Yeah. I wrote a check out to Sticks and Stuff for $29,000 and somebody else. Bank called me and somebody else stamped it with a different name. But so I had to call Six and Stuff and they said, no, that's another branch or whatever. So you never know, who's involved with what, who's back and who.
Oh, yeah. Come right out of Minnesota.
Weird.
Personal equipment.
Well, it's supposed to be backhoe, loader, backhoe, tractor, and his personal truck.
That's good stuff.
Well, I only did the personal truck. So two of that, the other two are going to have to be as 2026 bills because I figured all pages and then I only paid him for one page.
Must be unbelievable.
Had a brain cramp or something. So he told me this morning, he's like, you didn't pay me for those other two, the hours on the tractor and the backhoe. And I said, I thought I did. But I looked at it and no, I only paid him the mileage.
It freezes,
And I can't mess up all my accounts for 2025 by fixing it as a 2025. I'll have to redo all of my budgets.
Holiday has to be one separate.
I owed him three holidays that he never took this year.
Sure, she doesn't drive.
Because if he was putting in like 40 hours anyway, he'd be like, don't even pay me my holiday, just wait. But he never used them, so I needed to pay him those three holidays to clear him up for the year.
So, charging, go back. And then finally, about an hour and a half ago, he
you prepared that list.
Pretty much what I do is printout what we had for a budget this year, and then a blank one for next year, and we sit around and decide
if
they should stay the same, go up or down.
Can I talk to you about things without being
in the budget meeting? Loader all right now?
Concerning
each batteries.
Question marks and stuff.
A lot of what you're going to question me on, the things that are.
I know, every time I do, it's like no place to put it because of, you know.
Say what?
Well, a lot of the stuff that you'll see that's way over budget is because we had to figure in bills that we've paid for FEMA work. We've actually been reimbursed for
it,
but we can't pay ourselves back because that money has to sit in the other account.
Yeah, I figured that part out. I just.
Yeah, we ran it over yesterday.
Rather.
They couldn't get them?
Yeah, any of the accounts that you want to look at, I can pull up on my
phone. Keith, there's nothing with this?
Well, I just.
That entire account, and you can see.
I don't want to take up the whole thing and make an explanation of like what you're doing, you know, now.
Right.
And try to separate those accounts from accounts that are a little bit shaky. So that we can get into, well, we don't need to do this or that or.
Right.
A Ford Picker, you wanted to buy a new one, you wanted to bring it down.
Overpay tax?
It was 64 there.
Some people paid their tax bill and then had an adjustment come in from the state of Vermont, so I had to refund them.
Change that torque seal?
There were quite a few refunds this year, but they were all random.
They had, after that first big storm, we had a little bit.
That's mostly the case of what happened. There was like one person that came in with a cashier's check that was, you know, $15 over or something. So I don't keep.
So I gotta get this stamp, salt down. I can't stop. Get it down. I said back to the shop and I reached down and hit that four-wheel drive button. Sounded like an M80 went off underneath that thing. Frickin', I looked in my mirror and I could see all the frozen salt and everything just going like this along the road. Well, huh, I guess I found out my problem. Something going on. So I stopped. Put it to a little drive. I didn't get out of the truck. Put it to a little drive.
You've been nursing
when I had this little bit, heard this little bit of a noise.
Couple of days.
I could feel a vibration before that.
Ready to be
I'm trying to get the shop figured out.
Today's been the worst day.
Well, when that mechanic put my drive shaft back on
today's
the front end.
Today's been the worst.
He didn't tighten them bolts on that transfer.
Going the other direction. We'll see.
Blew that son of a bitch right back. Transfer it all.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's all aluminum. It's just
Everything's aluminum. Yeah,
so that took that truck out. And then.
And they can't get you one for 2 years, yeah?
Well, I found I had to find the dry shaft because it was on back order. Found one out in Illinois.
Probably 14 have done the same thing.
All that stuff from Black Bart's for the new new truck?
Yeah.
The Black Bart's steel or whatever.
Yeah.
That's all for.
That's for the chain hangers.
Yep.
2 hours went by and the other truck broke. That was kept going in neutral trunk. So I take that down. 3 days later, they found out what was wrong with that.
Is the road grader under warranty, John, or not? The electronic throttle pedal thing.
Warranty on what?
Road grader. Throttle position sensor.
That was on the loader.
That was on the loader.
Oh, it was on the loader?
Yeah.
That's what was raising hell with it.
He says, I've never heard of one doing what they're doing. I said, well, that's perfect. He says, usually you dump the RPMs, this one's gaining an RPM.
I don't know what happened. We managed to get one. Took the engine out, put it in. It's internal. Put it in, you picked it up, leaking like a sieve. Back in the shop, take the engine back out. You put the bill on the seat upside down. $8,400. Water pump. I'll be sure to get one of those.
$400. How old are you?
Internal. Nice.
Well, Cadillac did that with starter motors. Put them internal.
Yeah, them little ones. Yeah.
Seems like that's all you can buy, John.
Yeah. Planned obsolescence.
You heard that story? Right. Unbelievable. He's an operator to buy a new one.
Probably $169.
Friggin'
Yeah, but they could have rebuilt it properly.
That's why I put the strong clips on these ones.
I don't understand what those ones are.
That's why I put the strong clips on these ones.
Evidently, not much. Wasn't the new one they got 130 or 95?
Expensive.
See all the scrap they get out back? They just put it on a rack up there.
So
beat the shit out of it. Pasture it. That's what you get.
Can I write that down?
So the 13th at 1 p.m.?
Yep, I did.
Yeah, and you have to look at the sand at it. It's all broke when my vibrators go.
Yeah.
It's all broke. I took that down. The guy said, well, it's 4 years old. I said, well, it's maybe 4 years old, but it's really only two. I only use it when it does.
True.
He said, well, how often do you run your vibrators? It's like, well, I run them as needed.
That's my recording fees.
So he took the
I had a separate check for that because
he said, well, will you pay for the labor?
I was trying to close out the account for the year.
I said,
and
yeah,
what I had written down on my timesheet did not agree at all. So I paid myself what was in
the
account.
We'll new tub in it and we'll pay for the labor to put it
on. And
then
I found out Marla had another deposit that was not in QuickBooks and not on my desk. So when that came back in, I was like, oh,
bought a new
V-plow
Friday. The last plow I bought was $7,300. The only thing I did different on this one, I put LED lighting on it.
Why was
the one from stainless?
She had
12 grand. To do
the clerk for
plow.
Remember when they were $2,500?
There's no water. You're driving up to the plow.
Passion checks. Stuff like that.
Well,
she
used to be $2,500 for 7.5 foot.
So that it's like a second.
Oh, it's part
it's like
of
a security.
At some point, lady that wants to pay me $10 plow a door.
It's almost like making a penny for 4 cents.
You must have thought they'd give you 12 grand for that plow.
Jesus.
Next monthly meeting, February 2nd, 6 p.m. I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor.
All right.
Two in the back, you can't get out.